as the chief financial officer and the state fire marshal, we help coordinate any search and rescue activities with the fire departments and the fire chiefs from around the state. So that would be a post-storm event. But most particularly, Mitch, now ahead of a bad weather or storm event, we want to take this opportunity to remind Floridians to get their financial house in order. It's always recommended that before a storm, if families can do it, that they have maybe 3 to 5 days cash on hand. So they may want to visit their ATM this afternoon or tomorrow before the weather gets bad. But at the same time, be very careful, because the bad guys out there know that at this point in time, people tend to carry a little bit more cash around. Also, be sure that you have your household inventory, and I want to encourage people to go on my website, myfloridacfo.com, and click on Hurricane 2008, which will take you to the Hurricane Toolkit, which is a nice, handy checklist that all Florida families should look at this checklist and just be sure that they've got their insurance papers in order, and if they have to evacuate by any chance, which at this point I don't think that's anticipated in the Tampa Bay area, but that they take their insurance papers with them and know those 800 numbers for claims, and know your member number or your policy numbers, have those handy in your back pocket so that if you do have damage, you can get on the phone with your insurance company right away. And if there are any questions, call 1-877-MY-FL-CFO, and we have people answering the phones in English and in Spanish to just provide information on how Floridians can get themselves prepared for a storm event.
We have a lot of memories of 2004, 2005. The state is in somewhat of a precarious situation because of the insurance companies and those who are still around selling insurance to the state, and those who aren't cranking up their rates so high. I know you've expressed concern in the past the way the state is on the hook right now with citizens right now. If we have a big storm coming up right now, what's going to happen to us here if we do have a real major one? Not necessarily Faye, but another one later
right.
This year.
Well, Citizens is in the best financial shape it's ever been in. They say that they could handle, in terms of claims paying ability, a $20 billion storm. They're prepared to do that right now. And the broader concern is if we have a hurricane, a Cat 3 storm blowing through Miami or even blowing up Tampa Bay, Mitch, which would put us in the $25 billion plus range, we're all on the hook for that, we as Floridians. And that what on the hook means is that we'd have to go out and borrow the money, and I'm sure I'd have my briefcase and be flying up to Washington, D.C. to ask the federal government for assistance, because the important thing is to pay claims and enable Floridians to protect their homes. But we are overexposed for a big hurricane, and that's something that I believe the governor, and certainly I, and the legislative leaders have got to be committed to work on in front of the 2009 hurricane season.
Now, State Farm last week was trying to justify a rate increase of, I believe, 47%.
Right.
Where are we at with that right now?
The State Farm rate increase?
Yeah.
I think that it's pending a decision right now by the insurance commissioner.
Right, right. I know the governor strongly was recommending against that. Any fears if that happens, what State Farm might do?
I don't know, Mitch. In fact, we have an actuary in my office, the insurance consumer advocate, who testified that, in his opinion, he thought State Farm ought to be reducing their rates. So there's a wide divergence of opinions about what their proper rates are, and we're always going to be looking out for the best interests of our insurance consumers. And, you know, the good news is that State Farm's not the only game in town. We have many, many other new Florida-based companies that have started writing insurance, and the insurance commissioner is keeping a close eye on their financial health. And so if somebody gets one of those non-renewal letters from State Farm or any other one of the big-name companies, do not despair and don't panic, because my advice is go shopping. You might be surprised at some of the other rapes that your insurance companies, your insurance agents can scare up for you in this market. There are more companies writing, and of course we saw over the weekend that Allstate Insurance has reached an agreement with the insurance commissioner in which they are required to write 100,000 new policies in Florida, so that's a step in the right direction.